promised by Mr. Abdullah Atham, representative of Dr. Martin Clark and the Christians, to accept Islam if he is defeated. Below, I have reproduced the promise of the former extra assistant, Mr. Abdullah Atham, who is now a pensioner and a prominent personality of Amritsar, which he made in his capacity as the representative of Dr. Martin Clark and the Christians of Jandiala in their debate with the Muslims. He has stated quite categorically that if he is defeated through logical arguments or is shown a heavenly sign, he will accept Islam. A copy of the letter written by Mr. Abdullah Atham on the 9th of May, 1893 from Amritsar. To Mirza Ghulam Ahmed, Chief of Qadian. In response to what you wrote in Hujjatul Islam, I declare that if you or anyone else demonstrates by any means that the Holy Quran was revealed by God and is consistent with the attributes of the Divine, that is, through a manifest miracle or conclusive logical arguments, I will become a Muslim. Keep this letter, but forgive me if I do not take out an announcement in a newspaper to this effect. Signed, Abdullah Atham. A Mubahala invitation in response to the announcement published by Abdulhaq Ghaznavi, issued on 26 Shawwal 1310 Hijra. I recently read an announcement by Abdulhaq Ghaznavi dated 26 Shawwal 1310 Hijra, in which he has issued a challenge of Mubahala to me. So I say to him and to all those pretended scholars and mulwis who consider me a disbeliever that I accept this challenge, and, if Allah wills, I will be in Amritsar by 3rd or 4th of Dhul Qadda, 1310 Hijra. The date of the Mubahala has been fixed as 10th Dhul Qadda, but may be delayed by a day in case of adverse weather or other extenuating circumstances. But, beyond this, no further delay will be permitted. The Mubahala will take place at the Eidgah close to the Khan Bahadur Muhammad Shah Mosque. Owing to my morning engagement with the Christians, with whom I am to enter into a 12-day debate over the truth of Islam, all those who consider me a heretic and wish to challenge me in a Mubahala should know that I will be free from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until evening. Thus, either on 10th Dhul Qadda, or, in case of a delay, 11th Dhul Qadda, 1310 Hijra, my opponents may enter a Mubahala with me. 10th of Dhul Qadda has been decided on, so that the other ulama who, despite the common strands of our faith, consider me a disbeliever, even though I profess the kalama and pray facing the Qibla, may also have a chance to participate. Among them are Muhyiddin of Laku, Mulwi Abdul Jabbar Sahib, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Batalwi, Munshi Sadullah, teacher at High School Ludhiana, Abdul Aziz Waiz of Ludhiana, Munshi Muhammad Umar, former civil servant, Ludhiana, Maulvi Muhammad Hassan Sahib, a chief of Ludhiana, Mian Nadir Hussein Sahib of Delhi, Pir Haider Shah Sahib, Hafiz Abdul Manan of Wazirabad, Mian Abdullah Tanki, Maulvi Ghulam Dastagir of Kasur, Maulvi Shah Deen Sahib, Maulvi Mustaq Ahmed Sahib, teacher at High School Ludhiana, Maulvi Rashid Ahmed Janjuhi, Mulwi Muhammad Ali Waiz of Bapran, District Gujranwala, Mulwi Muhammad Ishaq and Suleiman of Patiala, Sahir Hassan, Sajada Nasheen of Batala, and Mulwi Muhammad, employee of Karim Buksh Printing Press. However, if any of them should balk at taking part in the Mubahala upon reading the announcement that has been sent to them through registered post, their demurral will suffice to show that they are false and unjust in their edicts of belief. Foremost among them is Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Batalwi, the writer of Ishat Sunnah. He is the most obligated to come to Amritsar on the proposed date and take part in the Mubahala, for he too has asked me to enter into Mubahala with him. Let it be known that I will not take up such challenges time and time again. A Mubahala is not a trivial business which can be entered into lightly. This matter should be decided once and for all. Thus, whosoever demurs after reading this advertisement and eschews this challenge will have no right in the future to issue a Mubahala and may shamelessly call me what he wills from the shadows. Thus, To precipitate the denouement of this affair, numerous copies of this announcement will be sent by registered post so that my opponents will have no cause for excuse. Afterwards, if they neither take part in the Mubahala nor desist from calling me a disbeliever, it will signal the end of the affair. Finally, I wish to say that before the Mubahala takes place, it will be within my rights to deliver before the gathered audience an exegesis on why I am a Muslim to those who treat me as a disbeliever. Peace be on those who follow guidance. Announced by Mirza Ghulam Ahmed, 30 Shawwal, 1310 Hijra. Conclusion. If Sheikh Muhammad Hussein Batalwi does not participate in the Mubahala of 10 Dhulqa'dah, 1310 Hijra, then it will be decided that the prophecy concerning him, in other words, that he will repent of having called me a disbeliever, has been fulfilled. In the end, I pray to God with the words, O my Lord, curse those who do evil, transgress, and make mischief, and humiliate with defeat those who do not enter this Mubahala, which has been agreed upon in terms of its times and place, and do not repent of calling me a disbeliever, nor seek penance for their evil deeds. Amen. O ye who reject me, come unto that which God and His Messenger, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, have prescribed for the silencing of disbelievers. But if you should turn away, know that the curse of God befalls the disbelievers whose fear and retreat is testimony to their falsehood. Mirza Ghulam Ahmed of Qadian. Footnote. All those ulama who declare me a disbeliever are invited to Amritsar on 10 Dhulqa'dah, 1310 Hijra, to enter into a Mubahala challenge with me. Author.